The holiday season always brings a Santa Claus-sized bushel of stresses. Possibly the worst being the agony of airline travel these days. Learn how to make your trips perhaps a little more relaxing. Certainly civil, we've once again called on Massimo Forni. He's director of the Civility Project at Johns Hopkins University and author of The Civility Solution, What to Do When People Are Rude. He joins us from member station WYPR in Baltimore. Professor, thanks so much for being back with us.
Hello, thank you for having me.
So what's the trick to keeping your tongue civil?
I think that we have to reform our mentality when it comes to flying and traveling in general. Part of the problem with traveling today is that we think of time all the time, and time and the passing or not passing of time becomes the obsessions of our hours. We have so few opportunities in life to have a good amount of time in front of us. The flight from thinking is one of the scourges of our times. Mm-hmm. When will we have all that time at our disposal again?
But you know the mentality. When you're flying, you are in a hurry. You have to make a connection by a certain time, and the whole reason for your trip is expiring minute by minute.
Yes, that is the problem. We are in non-places, in non-time, and therefore very often we have non-manners. And all this makes it so we act as though the normal rules of civility are suspended as well.
What do you say to someone when someone says, I don't know when your flight's leaving. I don't know what to tell you. Just stay tuned.
Reverse the roles. Become helpful. You will surprise that person working for the airline because they think that they are the one helping and the ones that bear the brunt of a passenger who is being uncivil. And so just reversing the roles. Is there anything I can help you with to make this a little bit pleasant as an experience for you? I understand that it is a difficult time.
Professor Forni, someone would say to you, oh, just talk to me. That would help so much.
Well, talking is important, as a matter of fact. And you should exchange a few words with your fellow travelers. Just enough words to dispel a little bit of the anonymity surrounding you. Mm-hmm. When you do so, it really pays dividends later. Speaking with the mother traveling with small children will make it so when her child starts kicking the back of your seat on the plane, she will be more likely to intervene in earnest in your behalf.
Professor Forni, it's always good to talk to you.
Thank you again, Mr. Simon, for inviting me.
Massimo Forni, professor at Johns Hopkins, author of The Civility Solution, What to Do When People Are Rude. This is NPR News.